Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's video is a very interesting one, to say the least. We're looking at a post from r/relationships, in which a girl's best friend suddenly says to her that she's in love with her boyfriend, despite the fact that they all live together. It's crazy. Let's see how this one goes down. My flatmate has told my boyfriend she's in love with him. I, a 27-year-old female, moved into my flat in October of last year to take the place of a mutual friend of mine and my new flatmate, also a 27-year-old female. We have a generally great atmosphere in the flat, and we both have similar expectations and habits. And while we're not friends yet, as in we wouldn't go out for brunch or be each other's plus ones for parties, we are very friendly. She seems super normal and level. When the lockdown began back in March, my 31-year-old male boyfriend of 2 years was living with his sister, and his mother, who was undergoing chemo, who lived alone, needed somewhere to stay where she could be looked after. So she moved into his room and he came to stay with us. My flatmate was totally fine with it, and we had a proper chat about ground rules, etc. But ultimately, the flat is huge for two people, and she has a kind of granny flat set up in hers. Either way, she gave definite approval. Now, we three got on great, but never really spent a ton of time together. We all work from home and spend the occasional evening playing games or whatever, but ultimately, we didn't mingle much more than before. My boyfriend, however, cooks every night for the both of us, as a thank you, and so we do now eat together, and my flatmate seemed happy to be included. It was great. However, last week, my boyfriend took me aside and told me that while he was in the courtyard, hanging out the washing, she ambushed him from behind and gave a huge speech about how she's in love with him, and while she respects that he's with me, she has deep feelings for him, and that she's available if he were single. Oh, and please don't tell OP. She didn't try to kiss him, but she did try to hold his hand. He was very anxious and flustered when he was telling me this. The flat atmosphere is very awkward now. But as far as she knows, he's not said a word. She's not said anything else to him. But he did mention that she had touched his arm a couple of times as she was walking past recently, and it's really gotten under my skin. My boyfriend is also confused because he hasn't spent that much time with her apart from dinner and never alone. I spoke to our mutual friend, who was shocked and says she's never done anything like this before, and she'd never known my housemate to have a crush on anyone either. I've not seen her acting strangely in any other ways, and it hasn't outwardly affected how she treats me, but we can't move on right now because of virus, money, etc. So how do I deal with this? Well, that is certainly very strange behavior to come out of nowhere, not even seem to have much of a relationship at all with your boyfriend, and then suddenly say that she's in love with him? Nah, I mean, that's literally impossible, right? You can't be in love with somebody that you don't like first, and I don't even know how it's possible to even like this person. You barely know them. For obvious reasons, this seems to have really come out of the blue for OP, not really surprisingly, given there really wasn't much of a relationship there at all. In terms of what you should do about it, I would say just, you know, have a conversation with her, sit her down with you and your boyfriend there and just say, what actually is going on here? Like, are you okay? Because this is a very strange thing to say, especially behind my back. And it's just weird because you know how happy we are together, at least, or how we are together. And we've been together for a while now and you live with us. Like, it would be weird enough if one of their other friends said it to them and said, you know, I really like your boyfriend and I'm in love with him all of a sudden. But why would you potentially sabotage your own living space with them by saying you love him? Very strange. Yeah, you need to find out what's going on there. I have no idea. Now, guys, if you have any of your own suggestions about what OP should do in this situation, comment them down below. However, the beautiful thing about r/relationships is that the whole point of this subreddit is that people post their questions, their stories, and get amazing responses back. And as you can see, the comment section has been flooded with fantastic responses, and OP has given us a little update. Okay, firstly, thank you all for your advice. And no thank you to the few who took it upon themselves to DM me to be inappropriate or creepy, What the F, read the room, that is very strange, we'll ignore them. This one gets a little intense, so first I'll just cover some things I wasn't able to in my original post. First off, I trust my boyfriend completely. Even if I didn't, this apartment is large, not massive. I know where that beloved mother effer is 24/7. A lot of you asked at what point after my housemate's confession he told me about it. He told me a couple of hours afterwards. He explained to me after we had a chat about it that he was afraid I wouldn't believe him or be angry, because at first he thought it was a weird joke that made him uncomfortable, and he felt, rightly so, weirded out. I agree with the bulk of you that her continued touching is harassment, and while a number of you suggested he just confront her himself, I empathize with being in a situation without breathing room where someone is sexually harassing you. It's not easy, and you can quickly find yourself unsure if those brief moments of crossing a line happened. He's not on our lease, and understandably, he was concerned about me and the power dynamic in the house. Because her room is a mini granny flat, she pays the bigger share. I also don't believe that it was, as some suggested, a hypermanic episode. I have bipolar 2 disorder, and while I understand the love rush, she exhibited zero other behaviours, and never tried to contact my boyfriend outside of the weird touching. I can also appreciate there's no way she was actually in love. So then, what happened next? Yesterday, after a tense few days of trying to avoid her, my boyfriend and I were in the kitchen at breakfast, with her around in the living area. I went to our bathroom, she has an ensuite, which is just off the main area to brush my teeth. I walked back out to grab my phone as she was sidling behind my boyfriend, who was looking in the fridge, and I caught her running her hand and forearm across his lower back where his t-shirt had ridden up a little. My boyfriend, who didn't see me, yelped really loudly and just lost it. He yelled at her to stop, and when they both saw me, he starts going, you see, this is what I was talking about. I was furious, just whole body anger, and I could see she had now realized he had told me about her confession and behavior, and just sprinted to her room and slammed the door. My boyfriend and I went out for a walk to calm down, and he kept apologizing for not being more firm, but he was shaken up. Some of you told me I should just confront her head on, which in the moment I 100% sided with. I was so angry for him. He told me he'd rather give her the opportunity to do it diplomatically though. I appreciated what you guys said about lockdown being extenuating, and in discussion with our mutual friend, I was willing to believe that an element of it was naivety, and a bit of fantasy gone too far perhaps. I was willing to be kind to her. When we returned with a plan of action, we knocked on her door, but she didn't answer. We tried a couple more times, but she wouldn't come out, although she was seeing my WhatsApp messages. Come late afternoon, I was just over it, so I knocked and told her I was coming in. I sat her down on her bed and told her gently but firmly it was inappropriate, making us uncomfortable, and I told her she had to get the heck over it and herself if she intended to continue living with us. She burst into tears and starts crying about how she's so sorry and what a bad person she is, and she can't believe the pressure of lockdown is getting to her, whatever, and I felt bad.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I started sympathizing, trying to be compassionate, and then she says, "It's just so unfair that the guy I'm in love with has a really great girlfriend." Guys, I lost my head. Unfair, my butt. I told her she had a lot of growing up to do and perspective to learn, and that she owed the house an apology. She started to have a meltdown, a full, weeping, hiccuping, snotty meltdown. And then, when I stood up to leave, I spotted in her clothes rack my freaking shirt. I took it and went back to my room. My housemate cried loudly with the door open until 7 p.m. for attention, I guess, when I finally cracked. I used our emergency contact sheet, called her mum, told her she had to come pick up my housemates. I've never even met this woman who came rushing in like a superstar, but the look of annoyance and embarrassment on her face when she arrived and found her 27-year-old daughter having a tantrum told me this wasn't a new part of her personality. My housemate also shut the F up pretty quickly after she realised her mum was there. They didn't say anything to us, and we just hid in our room until they were gone. I think she'll be gone at least for a little while, but I texted her to let her know it would be best if she texted me before she came back. I don't know when I'll see her. Technically, the lease ends in August, so my boyfriend and I think we can make it work and find someone new. And if not, it's not so long till we can resign without her. As a coda to all this, my boyfriend mentioned if she took a blouse, maybe she took some other stuff too. I appreciate some of you may consider this is an invasion of privacy, but I did go back in just to check the clothes rack. I found a set of my jeans, my t-shirt, one of my boyfriend's work shirts, a vinyl I owned, my freaking charm bracelet from when I was a kid from inside my jewelry box, and a sheet of my old antidepressants. This was just what was on the rack, on display. I imagine there's even more in the drawers. I don't know if this was the right thing to do, but I left them there for now, because I don't want there to be any doubt she stole them. But let's make it clear, there's zero chance she's going to live here anymore. Honestly, I hope she does get help. I'm really angry and violated, as is my boyfriend. But I can empathise with the havoc an uncontrolled mental health issue can wreak on your behaviour. And while it's still wrong, it still sucks for her to experience it and lose friends. And that concludes this crazy whirlwind of a story. I don't really know what to say. To be fair, I think it was pretty telling when the mum comes in and goes, "Oh God, we're back here again. Here we go again. My daughter's having another breakdown, a tantrum, and she's 27 years old. Why me?" I think that's kind of the sentiment there. And it's probably, you know, quite telling that if this has happened before for the rest of her life, it's probably just, yeah, her characteristics, her personality coming to the fore now, and you're seeing them now for the first time. Don't get me wrong, I understand that lockdown's been tough and lonely for a lot of people, including myself, you know, I'll be honest about it. It's been a lonely little place, but going to your best friend's boyfriend and saying I love you when you all live together, that's a bit far-fetched. I'm not going to lie, that's a bit too much. I get there's loneliness and all that, but going to that extent, no, that's a bit too weird. And whilst we don't know, and OP hasn't explicitly said that there is a personality disorder or some sort of disorder going on here, it does seem kind of likely that that might be the case. Just some of the behaviour here is a little bit out there. Let's just leave it at that. So I don't want to be too harsh on this girl and come down on her like a ton of bricks, because maybe there is something going on there. And as you can see, she took the antidepressants. I'm not going to comment on that. So yeah, let's just leave it at that. A weird, fun story, I guess. I hope everything gets resolved there. And ultimately, I hope this girl gets the help that she definitely needs. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it. My first video on r/relationships. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more from this subreddit, then comment down below. Drop a like on this video. If you didn't like this video, guys, be completely honest. Comment that you didn't like it, that you don't want to see more from this subreddit. And also drop me a dislike. Don't worry, it helps me look. I don't mind about the like to dislike ratio. It helps me know what a good video is and what a bad video is as well. So yeah, like it if you liked it. Dislike it if you disliked it, and that will help me out. See if we do it more in the future. If you did enjoy it, subscribe to the channel, watch some more content right here, and I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.